15 minutes could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The only way to truly tackle our deficit is to cut excessive spending wherever we find it. Domestic spending, defense spending, healthcare spending, and spending through tax breaks and loopholes. So what we've done here is make a down payment. But there's going to be more work that needs to be done, and it's going to require Democrats and Republicans coming together to make it happen.
That's President Obama, who says he's ready to cut excessive spending. That's where we spend part of this hour. At least we'll get started with it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And Doug Steffen here with talk host Ellen Schenck and E.J. Becker talking to Congressman Sam Graves of Missouri about the president's budget and the possibility of a government shutdown.
What is no longer off limits, but had been off limits as far as cuts go in the past?
Well, nothing's off limits, to be honest with you. We're going to try, you know, and that will be next year's budget, which we're working on, obviously, at the same time, and we're wanting to go back to the 2008 levels before this, you know, incredible spending spree took place, and hopefully get us back to something that's more sustainable. Right now, with the spending the way it is, it's completely unsustainable. The nation cannot survive under the heavy deficits that have been created these last 2 years.
We keep hearing a talk of a government shutdown if we can't get this budget, when the next continuing resolution would come up next month. Are we looking at a budget shutdown or at a government shutdown if we can't get things settled this year?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but the resolution, it runs out on March 4th. That's when the one that we're in right now, and obviously the president, if he chooses not to sign, the budget that finishes out the rest of the year, if he chooses not to sign it, then, you know, we could come to a screeching halt. If it isn't done before March 4th, there is no funding for the government, obviously, and that's kind of where the big, push could be, and where we could run into some problems, because he obviously wants to spend more money than Congress wants to spend.
In West Virginia, talk host Howard Monroe talks to Congressman David McKinley about the budget and what cuts he thinks have to be made.
Dave, are you going to vote to increase the debt ceiling?
We haven't. I personally haven't decided what I'm going to do with that. It's all going to be predicated on absolutely how much cuts we can make. I will not vote for increasing the debt ceiling if we don't have cuts in the budget. There has to be a way to get this under control, this spending, because we run out of money. Everything we spend now, 46 cents out of every dollar we spend, we borrow. So if we're going to increase the debt ceiling, and we probably will have to, it has to be coupled with a reduction in spending.
I'm looking at a Pew Research poll that came out this week. Most Americans are absolutely saying we have to at least stop spending. But when it comes to talking about cutting programs, education, I mean, they just went through a whole range of programs. Nobody really wants to cut anything. I mean, we all want to save money, but nobody wants their own stuff cut, I guess. From poverty to unemployment to military to agriculture, terrorism, environmental protection, energy. On all of these poll numbers, significantly less than 50% are in favor of any cuts. Isn't that going to make your job difficult? We all agree we want to save money, but we don't know how to do it.
Of course, and that's why we've had the problem that it's developed over here over the years. Many people that want to have a career in Washington, and I'm not one of them, that want to have a career, they spend more money. And it's finally, it has culminated in this crisis that's hitting now that we're going to be more in debt than our national gross domestic product. That starts to look like Spain and Greece. And we've all followed in the news what's happened with Ireland. Given that scenario, we've got to get this spending back under control so that we don't fall into that trap. What's going to happen, Howard, if we don't? We're going to wind up paying, right now we're paying about $500 billion a year in interest payments. That's $500 billion we could have used for some other social program or infrastructure program or education program, something else, but we're spending on interest.
Coming up, more talk hosts and talk radio callers weighing in with more opinions about the budget and which programs and departments need to be cut. That's as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first couple folders going down. The best part of waking up, folders in your car.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown program. I'm Doug Steffen. President Obama's budget, proposed budget cuts, those are in the focus here in this hour of our countdown. To Oregon we go. Talk host Carl Wolfson speaking with a caller about the budget, and one area in particular they both agree has to be cut.
The president's budget is out, at least his budget proposal for 2012 and for 10 years. Nancy, let's start with you. What would you cut from the budget?
War. Because it murders innocent children and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and cousins, and it destroys homes and livelihoods, and yep. it is a really bad investment.
I agree with you, Nancy, and you know, we have to have, in my opinion, a defense that's worthy of this country, but wars of choice and interfering in the world militarily. I mean, look what just happened. Before I get into the president's numbers in Egypt, we had a popular uprising in Egypt. Human Rights Watch says 300 plus died in Egypt, but the United States did not get involved militarily. And the president was right, I think, even though there was talk, I'm sure, at the highest levels of the Obama administration, with the highest levels of the Mubarak regime, especially military to military or State Department to State Department over there. There was nothing but a commitment on the president's part to the will, except the will of the people. That was every statement he made, was that Egypt's people will decide Egypt's future. There was no positioning of warships. There was no saber rattling. There was no talk of a military response. These, and we'll talk about more of the Jasmine Revolution as it spreads throughout the Middle East. This shows you in this age, especially with a younger generation and the help of social media, that authoritarian regimes are going to become increasingly rare in this country. And this is a different way than George Bush did it in Iraq post 9/11, trying to make a case for a military strike into a country that had nothing to do with the attacks on 9/11. And how many people died, how many people were displaced, how much money came out of Americans' pocketbooks. And I tell you again that the end result of Afghanistan and Iraq will end up being $3 trillion from our economy. And here we have today the president and the Republicans in response trying to put together budgets that cobble cuts to important programs with freezes and everything else. And how much money was taken out of our and has been taken out of our budget over the past, post-World War II years by the military-industrial complex.
Host Tommy Tucker talking to CBS military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland about Senator Rand Paul's suggestion that we cut foreign aid.
Rand Paul, freshman senator, talking about cutting off military aid to everybody. Egypt and Israel gets about a third of all U.S. aid that we dispense, and I believe we're giving Egypt $1.2 billion in military aid. Is that right or not?
That is correct. About $1.2, $1.3 billion annually goes to Egypt, and a slightly larger amount goes to Israel.
So are we paying them all of this money not to attack each other, or is that an oversimplification?
Well, that might be a slight oversimplification. Both of the countries have been allies of ours in the Middle East. For example, I mean, the Egyptians sent divisions to the Gulf War in 1990-91, and frankly, the current chairman of the chief of staff in Egypt was a veteran of that particular conflict. So they actually have been allies of ours. But to some degree, this also was an outcome of the so-called Camp David Accords, when President Carter was able to get Mr. Begin and Prime Minister Sadat of Egypt to sign a peace agreement.
Senator Rand Paul talking about cutting off all foreign aid to everybody else and saying basically charity begins at home. We have huge deficit and debt problems here. And I think from a populist standpoint, that sounds great. Yeah, let's keep our money here. Let's not send it anywhere else. But strategically, military considerations. Well, what would happen if that were to take effect, say, starting with the next fiscal year? Nobody gets anything. We keep all of our money here. What would be the eventual effect of that?
Well, I think one thing in terms of foreign aid more broadly, not just military, but foreign aid more broadly, is like 0.1% of the U.S. budget. So, well, in a populist sense, as you say, it sounds great. It really is not going to address the huge budgetary problems that we have here in the United States. I think if you were to cut it all off, just whack it off and end it in the next fiscal year, one thing you would raise around the world is the United States still a leader, the leader in the world today? Obviously, to turn away from the entire planet and a whole host of issues, not only military but otherwise, but then I think call that into question. Certainly, in these difficult budgetary times, everything should be on the table. One can't argue that, but I think this sort of taking an axe to one particular segment of the budget might be a little bit unwise.
And we hear people constantly talk about, well, why do we still have troops in Germany? Why do we still have troops here? Why do we still have troops there? Why is it so important strategically that troops be stationed all over the world?
Well, certainly because the United States has interests all over the world, and certainly because the United States is a leader, particularly in the free world, moving ahead. Having said that again, though, certainly one can relook all those things and consider whether or not that's appropriate. But, you know, one of the reasons we still have troops in many places across the world is, frankly, to bring them back to the United States would cost this enormous amount of money in terms of creating garrisons for those forces. Only way you would make savings in redeploying forces back to the United States, frankly, is if you eliminate those forces from the overall structure because of the bases we have here in the United States can't accommodate them.
You can find out more about this or any of the other Countdown topics on The Countdown. Visit the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what's in talk radio and talk television, the left, the right, the unfolding events in Egypt up next. Military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle here with the Talk Host Jim Scott, speaking about the Egyptian military and what they've been up to since President Mubarak got out of office last Friday.
Quickly moving events here, Jim. And, of course, the army, Egyptian army, exerted military control yesterday, called for a democratic transition, announced they dissolved the country's parliament, suspended the constitution, and is calling for elections to be held in 6 months.
Now, they're going to need a new constitution. Now, I don't think the army itself is going to draft it. What are they doing?
Well, it has the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will form a committee to draft constitutional amendments and promised to put them before a referendum. A committee of judges, lawyers would study and recommend the constitutional changes necessary to implement a democratic governing process. That would serve, Jim, as a basis for free election within 6 months.
Tell me a little bit. Now, we've talked a lot, and you've really helped us better understand, and we've all learned now just about how close the Egyptian military and the United States military has been, how, you know, they've come here, they trained at West Point and things like that. Will U.S.-Egyptian counterterrorism work be altered by this new government, do you think?
Well, that's what some U.S. official analysts say, that that's a possibility, that the cooperation there they've had over decades may not be the same. But some analysts say they're not overly worried, noting the continued strong role Egyptian military and the fact the U.S. gives the Egypt more than $1.3 billion military aid will help in that direction. Of course, the Egyptians have an interest in protecting themselves as well from violent extremists as everybody else, Jim.
Okay, a lot of people are concerned about the Muslim Brotherhood. What's your feel about that?
I think they're going to stay in the background here, and the Egyptian people will look at that organization, been around since the 1920s, and now see them for what they are. Their influence may be minimized by the Supreme Armed Forces Council, Jim.
In Minnesota, Talk Host Bob Davis talking to former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton. Bolton thinks even though Mubarak is out, Egypt has a long way to go.
One of the headlines, newspaper headlines I saw this weekend, which I thought was really, well, I won't say what I thought. It said Egypt is free. Is Egypt free this morning?
Of course not. You know, the military has been in control in Egypt since it overthrew King Farouk in 1952, first under the authoritarian rule of Gamal Nasser, who was pro-Soviet and anti-American, anti-Israel, then Anwar Sadat, who pivoted, took Egypt out of the Soviet Union's orbit, brought it into alignment with the United States, signed the Camp David peace accords with Israel, and then followed by Mubarak. Yesterday, the Egyptian military, which is still in control, suspended the constitution, told the parliament to go home, announced martial law and said it would rule for 6 months or until elections are scheduled. This is hailed as a great triumph of democracy. You know, I think the military today is basically non-political. I don't think they want to have one of their generals as a candidate for president, but after a few months, we don't know.
Well, somebody had said they're going to get used to power and they may not want to relinquish it, basically.
Well, you know, they've been in power for a long time, and they've done, many of their officers have done very well financially as these things go in many third world countries. I actually think the military is a force for stability in Egypt. It has said it will honor the Camp David Accord with Israel. It has a very close relationship with the Pentagon because of years of are supplying their weapon systems, training Egyptian officers in American military schools. But they look out, you know, one of the first things they did was clear out Tahrir Square. The military don't like demonstrators. They like order. They want Egypt to get back to business because its economy had been tanking for the last 3 weeks with all the disorder. And now they face the messy prospect of trying to decide when and whether and under what circumstances elections might be held, with a political opposition that's fragmented, disorganized, doesn't have leaders, facing one really, I think, well-organized political force, even though it's been outlawed in Egypt for many years, the extremist Muslim Brotherhood.
Now it's your turn. What do you think? Egypt in the focus as we take your calls. 800-510-8255 as we move along in the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Adults spend up to 90% of their time indoors and inhale approximately 2,300 gallons of air a day. But extended exposure to pollutants in the air can cause eye, nose, and throat irritation, respiratory problems, headache, fatigue, and even allergy symptoms. However, homeowners do have the power to combat indoor air pollutants and improve their home's air quality. One common first line of defense is a home air filtration system. For example, the Carrier Infinity air purifier. It not only traps pollutants, but also uses a unique ionization process to kill bacteria, viruses, and mold, which standard air cleaners can't do. The whole home purifier, installed in line with the ductwork of a home's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, repurifies the air as many as 8 times an hour, removing a majority of pathogens, allergens, and pet dander. In fact, the Infinity air purifier cleans more than 100 times more air than some of the popular portable units. For more information on improving your indoor air quality, visit www.residential.carrier.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Work with us.
Impact seems to be that the other Arabs in North Africa, the Libyans, for example, I don't know if you really call them Arabs, the Arabs are from the Middle East, but anyway, the other Muslims in North Africa, that's the proper term, and then extending into the Middle East and even into Iran, other countries, people in other countries seem emboldened to protest against their longstanding autocrats in favor of democratic reforms. And this could be an encouraging sign for America, or it could be a lot of trouble for America. We still need to wait and see which, because I'm sorry, but it's true. The left-wing media is very simplistically reporting this is a democratic uprising, a secular Democrat uprising, they're insisting. They're believing that these Egyptians want our style of Western Democrat rule. Or republic, or a republic, really, but they want our Western-style government. That's not necessarily the case. You have to realize that in those Muslim-dominated countries, and this is why I'm saying, they could have Egyptians on the street claiming to reporters, we want democratic rule. The reporters are suggesting, oh, that means our style of democratic rule, and misinterpreting this. You have to realize that in those Muslim-dominated countries, like Egypt, every part of life is infused with religion. 85% of Egypt is Muslim. It's one of the few countries that really will tolerate Christians, and there are about 15% of Christians there, so actually smaller numbers if you want to get technical. But these are countries in which life stops five times a day, so everyone can get out their prayer rugs and point east and pray. And when you walk around Egypt, you will see men with big purple bruises on their head, right on their foreheads. And these bruises never heal. And you can tell they're all rough and craggly and look like old leather. Because five times a day, these men are banging their head into the ground in prayer. And the bruise is one of the – I had a Muslim guide who was explaining a lot of this stuff to me. And he didn't have a bruise on his head. And I said, I asked him, why don't you? And he said, well, the way you get that is you bang your head on the ground intentionally to make it known. You know, then you walk around with this very visible symbol of you as a devout Muslim. And, you know, the bigger and deeper the purple, the bruise, and the uglier it is, and the longer it's obviously been there, the more devout you are, and the more wonderful you are, you know, the more devout Muslim you are. So there's this there's this separation between religion and government that you really can't make there as we can and as we do make here. So life in these Muslim countries is dominated by religion. And these are countries in which the imams, the religious leaders, hold more sway in forming public opinion than anyone else. So to label these secular Democrat uprisings is wrong and it's naive. And yet the mainstream media outlets have just insist on doing it.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew, waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is forging.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Tell me what's going on in Tahrir Square this hour. Is it still full of people, as we're hearing?
Well, right now there are a lot of people that are still going to celebrate. Of course, everybody is ecstatic and very happy with the change and what's to come and the possibilities, really. So the people that are in Tahrir now are the people who are really just kind of rejoicing about everything that's happened. It's wonderful.
Now, Janine, your generation, the young people of Cairo and of Egypt, are really being credited with helping overthrow a government with the help of Facebook and Twitter. Have you been able to grasp the enormity of this historic event?
I think none of us have yet absorbed exactly, what happened. It happened at such a rapid pace. And I'm not surprised in terms of the use of Facebook and Twitter, because people in Egypt, contrary to what stereotypical assumptions may be, are quite active in social media, and we are very connected on the internet. Mobile communication is quite advanced in Egypt, and so everybody from different walks of life and different socioeconomic classes really do have a chance to kind of connect and do business, e-commerce, and to communicate. So the communication aspect, the connectivity, is not what's so surprising. The power of it is what's astonishing.
Janine, I've been fascinated by the fact that for 18 days now, basically commerce and banking and everything has sort of come to a standstill. How have you and your family been able to live? I mean, face it, we all need to go to get gasoline in our cars. We all need to use the ATM and buy bread and eggs at the market. I mean, how have you been able to do all that?
It's been difficult, but not necessarily impossible. Keeping in mind, to be fair, I do live in one of the more affluent areas, which is called Zemelik. It's an affluent suburb where there are a lot of embassies and foreign residencies. So it hasn't been difficult. It hasn't been impossible. It's been difficult. Of course, the banks, as of last week, opened, and there have been lines literally forming around the corners of streets for people to be able to pull out money and to kind of resume economic activity.
All right, so we're on the talk radio countdown side of conversation about Egypt. 800-510-8255D in St. Louis is happy for the Egyptian people, but has some other thoughts as well here.
I want to congratulate the people of Egypt for finally recognizing and standing up for, you know, a change in their government. But I'm a little concerned as to what we're actually celebrating here. Are we celebrating the cease of rule of a heavy-handed dictator, or what are we actually saying? Because, I mean, I think it says to other countries in the Arab world that, you know, they don't have to settle for the status quo, and that there are people, and I mean that the people can rise up, and it needs to come from the people and to rise up and make the changes for themselves. But I mean, look at our governments here in the United States when it comes to legacy political holdings. How many times are we going to have someone from the Bush family in the higher echelons of politics? I mean, we're talking about Jeb Bush now. How many times in local politics do you see legacy mayoralships, aldermen who've been in office for 40 or 50 years in state politics, senators who die in office after being elected the youngest senator, or in anything? I mean, we want to talk about democracy, and we want to talk about all this, but let's look at our own politics and how we hold our own politicians accountable.
Or not. 800-510-8255. Let's see. Sam in New Jersey, an Egyptian immigrant here on the line.
I'm Palestinian, educated, and lived in Egypt for a long time, and I'm married to an Egyptian. I live in New Jersey, and I would like to mention one very important fact, that when Obama first addressed the Arab and Muslim world, he went to Cairo in Egypt, and that's a very good signal that he has a very good understanding of the region and the politics there. I think this is an extremely important change of direction and an extremely important opportunity that, if harnessed properly, can bring peace to the world, can change the dynamics of the peace process between the Arabs and the Israelis. This is the opportunity to do that. I think the U.S. should play and continue to play and play more of a critical role in the peace process between the Arabs and the Israelis. And this is an unrivaled opportunity to do that.
All right. So we have a lot of people with the post-Mubarak era on their mind. Mubarak apparently pretty sick, fainting spells, dizzy spells, physically appears to be sick. So maybe this was, I'm a great believer, nothing happens by accident. All of these things coming together. And what else is going on in the region is pretty interesting, too. I thought it was pretty poignant. Mrs. Clinton was as strident as she was in encouraging those who are trying to upset the apple cart in Iran to keep doing what they're doing. Bill, you're in Jackson, Tennessee, and you have thoughts on this.
We need to be clear that regardless of what happens in Egypt, it had nothing to do with Ronald Reagan or George Bush. Remember, we invaded Iraq because they were alleged by George Bush to have had weapons of mass destruction, and they were also alleged to be cooperating with al-Qaeda. Both of those were incorrect. And when we found out they didn't have weapons, and really we had inspectors over there, the United Nations had inspectors over there all the time telling us that they were not finding weapons of mass destruction before the war started. But once it was clearly determined that they did not have weapons of mass destruction and that they were not cooperating with al-Qaeda, then George Bush started saying, well, we're going to bring freedom to those people. We ended up slaughtering hundreds of thousands of people in Iraq, and that's not what's happening in Egypt. The people of Egypt rose up and decided that they wanted to be free because one of the same things that's happening in this country, which is too much is being taken from the poor and the middle class and passed up to the rich, something that the Republicans just love, that's happening right here now.
All right. So thoughts as we move away from Mubarak and what we are encouraging here at 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's another thought. It's interesting also, as we put all of these things together, to find out how many people are listening or how many people live in this country who were either from Egypt originally, they have Egyptian ties, lots of people, including Al in Texas.
President Obama has a lot of leverage, a lot of respect abroad. He's been in office for 2 years, and a lot of people don't give him credit because these things took decades to become what they are. The President Obama actually have a lot of respect and leverage, so they give him time. But the code word democracy kept thrown around a lot. The people there, they don't view the word democracy as they see it in the U.S., freedom of speech and all that. Democracy there, it's the jobs and basically not to get tortured if you speak out. But my concern about Egypt now is 82 million people. They throw them out. Now they had common enemy called Mubarak. He's gone. Now what? The country has no oil, almost none, no jobs, extremely tough condition, poor. So basically, my concern is they're going to wake up. It's like there's somebody who drink too much alcohol the next morning, woke up and... So, actually, I was too mean last night, but these people are really a little bit of hyped or brainwashed, I should say. And this is not much of changes you can see. Mubarak is gone. Who's going to come next? It's not going to change a whole lot.
800-510-8255. Here's a host named Melanie Armstrong speaking to Jill Schlesinger from CBS about the financial impact of the situation in Egypt.
So far, there hasn't been a huge impact on Wall Street from the happenings in Egypt. Is it a non-factor for a while until we see more about what the changes there mean?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've seen pretty much every asset class go back to where it was before the crisis in Egypt unraveled, including oil, which, you know, had gone up above $90 a barrel. That's the point at which, you know, 95 is the point at which a lot of economists say that will start to really impact the U.S. economy. But now it's back to, you know, $85, $86 a barrel. You'll probably see your prices at the pump go down by a nickel or so in the next week and, you know, barring anything strange happening. So in reality, it was a scary time, but as long as goods kept moving through the Suez Canal, it didn't have a huge impact on the global economy.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Speculation swirling on the state of President Mubarak. A couple of newspapers report that he was refusing to take any medication. He's depressed and passing out at his residence on the Red Sea. Despite his surrender, strikes and protests in Egypt are still taking place. A lot of state employees, including ambulance drivers and policemen and transport workers, are demonstrating to get higher wages. The military rulers call for an end to the strike, saying that Egypt needs a quieter climate so the military can run the nation's affairs during this critical stage. Protesters clashing with police in Iran and Tunisia, and so it goes. The Middle East in strife for sure. Here is Fox News' Uma Permarajo talking with General Wesley Clark about what the stepping down of Mubarak means for Israel.
Should Israel plan for the worst and hope for the best?
Well, I think Israel has listened to the pronouncements of the military. They say that the treaty remains in place. I think that's reassuring, but I think Israel always plans for the worst and always has to be concerned, and that's why it's very important to continue to make momentum, to try to make momentum toward a peace agreement in the region with the Palestinians and Israelis.
How confident are you in the military being able to shoulder the responsibility to take Egypt to this next phase of the transition?
I think the military has certainly got a structure. It's had its morale has been relatively strong. It hasn't disintegrated at the bottom, as we've seen in the case of militaries, let's say, in Iran 30 years ago. On the other hand, this is going to be a very difficult, arduous period. There'll be a lot of confusion. There'll be a lot of conflicting claims. There may be investigations. There may be legal charges. There'll be much concern about the future and what the future means for the military. And there'll be probably efforts to proselytize among the junior officers in the armed forces, the more educated junior officers who may be more aligned in age and sympathy with the protesters than perhaps some of the senior officers. So through all of that, the military has to hang together. The senior leadership has to provide the stability that's required, and they've got to also have a sense of participation in the process of restructuring the government in Egypt.
let me ask you this. I mean, a lot of concerns are about this is a very vulnerable moment for Egypt, and this is an opportunity for extremist groups to try and hijack the process. People are looking at groups like the Muslim Brotherhood and others. Do you think, for example, to the very extreme, that Sharia law could take root in Egypt?
I think that that is an extreme instance of what could happen. But remember, this is a country that's been battered by extremist claims for a century and a half, from the time that the Mahdi took over south of Egypt in the 1880s in Khartoum. And the pull of Islam has always been a powerful force in Egypt, but it's always been balanced by other forces in Egypt. There's a large educated group in Egypt. They've had decades of British influence in Egypt. The foreign policy has been closely aligned with the United States. They've had a lot of tourism. This is not an isolated backwater of a country.
All right. So there's General Wesley Clark with his take on the situation, the Israeli situation, something a lot of people in America are talking about. Here's Herman. Say it again, Doug. Herman, welcome in with your thoughts.
I was 32 when Mubarak came into rule. And in the beginning of his rulership, he really had no lines of being a dictator. However, it turned out that way. Secondly, my deepest thoughts of Egypt in this present moment go to the thought of aligning this new democracy. They've done a wonderful thing in having the dictator removed and expressing their, their selves as a country to decide that they need to be in a democracy. And I thank Gates for opening up the Internet. I've been told on many of the channels that if it weren't for Facebook or Twitter, then this really wouldn't have happened, that our communications are so grand now that we have an opportunity for the first time in the history of man for people to be able to come together in a country through this format. But my question would be to you and to the people of Egypt, how are we going to set up a democracy?
Well, send over some of the NGOs from the Republican side and from the Democratic side. Non-governmental operations can't be seen to look like we're the ones who are setting up the government. That's probably one way we can go and how to fix the problem there, sir. Thanks for asking the question, and thanks for being here on this hour of the Council.